News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is Monday, and it's time for online. We have Tasca King here this morning with ADX Digital to tell us a little bit about all the different ways that we can promote your business and to help you reach new clients. You name it, she's got a way to do it. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning. So I wanted to talk again about our newest products that we have available. The first one I mentioned a little bit last week, and that is Amazon Prime Video Advertising. And that's where your ads can run on Amazon Prime, for their streaming platform, which that's fairly new to us. We've only had it available for a few months. And as you know, if you watch a lot of streaming, especially if you watch the ad-supported streaming, you know that Netflix and Hulu are pretty much national only. But Amazon Prime now has given us the ability to put local ads in with that particular streaming platform.
That's pretty extraordinary.
It is.
Because that gives you a tremendous reach, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's the biggest one that we have access to now. We've always had access to some of the other, I would say, mid-level streamers, like anything that's on, that you can get on your Fire Stick, Fire TV, or Roku TV, that are not the extra premiums. We've had access to that. We've had access to Paramount Plus.
Oh, wow.
And Peacock, okay. And some of the other mid-level streamers.
Those are so popular
Amazon
right now.
Amazon Prime is now the biggest one that we have access to. And we've just got that within the last couple of months.
That's fantastic. So when you say that, what does that entail? How does that work?
It is an over-the-top video platform, which is the same platform basically that we use for the other OTT streamers that we are able to put ads in. It's just that we get to direct a certain number of ads strictly to Amazon Prime now.
Okay.
And the way that it works, if you watch Amazon Prime, say for example, unless you're paying the extra money to have no ads at all, which, you know, I've had an Amazon Prime account for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. So, and I got it more for the shopping than for the video. And then we started getting into, well, let's see what kind of video content they have. And
same thing.
And,
same,
you know,
me.
like Reacher's one of our favorite shows, and it's coming back in February, I think. But anyway, when you're looking at, if you have not upgraded to have no ads, if you've got the ad-supported version or the original version of Amazon Prime Video, then you are noticing probably that you're seeing some ads at the beginning of a show.
Right.
Or at the beginning of a movie. For the most part, there's not a whole lot of ad content inside the programming, at least not right now, as there is, like, I've had Hulu, the ad-supported version of Hulu, and, I mean, you know, a lot of those shows are not recorded with natural commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm watching a show on Hulu on the ad-supported option, and just right in the middle of a conversation, an ad break happens.
I've had that happen, too. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. Okay.
And that's only going to happen when you're watching a program that was not recorded with a natural ad break.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which most of your network programming has got that because they were originally recorded to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, long story short, with Amazon Prime, right now, for the most part, these ads are only going to run at the beginning of the program. So whether it's the beginning of a movie or if it's the beginning of an episode of a show, that's where you're going to see it. I would imagine as this product gets more and more popular, that might change. But right now, that's the case right now.
Okay.
So, and the great thing about it is that it's not overly priced like some of the other big streamers. That's one of the reasons we don't offer it, because while we don't offer Netflix and Hulu, because they are bigger and they are much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the same price as all of our OTT programming.
So that's good.
So, yeah, it's great. It's great. So, again, if you want to learn how to get your video commercial airing on Amazon Prime content and in front of all the thousands and thousands of people who like to watch that programming, give us a call. We'd love to sit with you and meet with you and just explain to you exactly how it's going to work.
And there's so many options that you can provide. So having that consultation initially doesn't cost anything, right?
Absolutely. That's right. With any of our products, if you want to just learn about one product or learn about everything that we have, it's just a meeting. It is not a sales pitch. It is an informative meeting, an educational meeting. Just so you can learn what's available to you to advertise your business.
Talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Tasca or you're hearing something that's piqued your interest, you can always text in at 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. So our other new product that I want to talk about is called Digital Out-of-Home Ads.
Oh, okay.
Now,
tell me about that.
Digital Out-of-Home Advertising is a modern way to reach audiences outside of their homes through digital screens that are in public places. But the main thing is it's in the geographic area that you want.
So that has to do, we talked about the geoframing and geofencing.
No, this has nothing to do with that.
This is a totally different thing.
This is geographical targeting.
Geographical targeting. See, I'm glad I said something.
Yes.
Okay.
Every one of our campaigns starts with geographical targeting.
Okay.
Okay. Now with digital out of home, that is pretty much all you get. But okay. You get it and then you're going to get the people in your area. So say if you're a mechanic and the biggest bulk of your business comes from a 20-mile radius, then that's what we'll do. That's going to be the target area for you. Because, you know, there's not a whole lot of demographics you need to worry about. People of all ages from 16 and up drive.
Right, right.
And need to have their cars maintained. So that's just one example. But again, the only targeting strategies we have with digital out of home are you tell us what geographic area you're interested in showing your ads to, and we're going to show them the ads in that area. Now, where are the ads, you may ask? So here's just a couple of places you may see an ad, and you've probably seen some of these and not even realized it. These video screens are in convenience stores.
Okay.
They are in some restaurants.
I think I've seen them. I mean, I've noticed them mm-hmm. before.
The video billboards that you see all over town,
mm-hmm.
we have access to those.
Okay.
Gas pumps. You've been getting gas
yes,
and there's videos
the
on the gas
playing.
Pumps.
Yes.
Right.
I've noticed that.
Restaurants. Did I say restaurants?
Yeah. Yes.
College and university common centers, common areas.
There you go.
Movie theaters. You go to a movie, see those ads on the screen? Guess what? We now have access to put your
ads on screen.
I wondered
how those got there.
Yeah.
And that's a great local audience right there.
Exactly. And some grocery stores.
Huh.
So, and there's several other options that they could be, but we don't get to pick and choose. The main thing is we're going to reach the people in the area that you want to reach the area.
Very smart.
And then the other option for targeting is weather triggers. We can serve your ads when a weather condition that you've selected happens in that area that you're interested in.
Very smart.
So if you are selling ice scrapers and they're calling for snow.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, I'm trying to be funny.
And on that note, we're going to take a little break. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 93.3. We'll be back to talk about more ice scrapers and weather conditions that come to Pensacola, Florida after the break. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning. It is Monday, and we are here talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. Good morning, Tasca. She was
Good
giving
morning.
Us an example of advertising when something's coming, which was hilarious.
Weather triggers,
such as the ever-common ice scraper knees in Pensacola. But on a serious note, though, I have heard advertising during hurricane season when we're in that warning stage, and all of a sudden the ads all change.
Uh-huh.
That's because it's targeted.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And those weather triggers. I mean, so let's say, for example, I'm trying to think of something that would be really okay.
Well, a freeze. I mean, all kidding aside,
we do occasionally get a freeze.
So,
and you know, maybe you're an HVAC company or a plumbing company, and you want to put out a goodwill message like, "Hey, if it's freezing or it's going to freeze tonight,
mm-hmm.
You need to wrap your pipes or leave water running or whatever works." You know,
right?
But the whole point is whatever that weather trigger is, your message that kicks in would want to coincide with that weather trigger.
No, that's smart. Smart advertising. Exactly. And very, very current. Like you feel like you're really on top of something.
Exactly.
It's not something that just runs and runs all the time. You know those commercials.
And here's something interesting. 73% of U.S. consumers view digital out-of-home ads favorably.
Well, I don't mind seeing them when I'm standing in line at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Or at a restaurant or something.
Me either.
Doesn't bother, especially pumping gas.
Yeah.
Those are always great
things. And especially
things.
If it's something you're interested in and you want to learn about.
Because it's so timely, usually.
Exactly. So I also wanted to talk today about specific industries and which products work best for those industries.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about a few to start with. So we're going to start out with healthcare. So if you're in the healthcare field, the products that are working the best for healthcare right now are video, specifically the OTT, and that's showing ads on connected televisions, just like whether it's overall OTT or just OTT Prime.
Right.
Or Amazon OTT. So, I mean, that's...
And OTT stands for?
Over the top. Basically, it's your video commercial, your television commercial, but it's not shown on broadcast TV. It's shown on streaming.
There you go.
Okay. The other things that work really good for healthcare is digital out of home. Now that, even though it's new to us, that's not a new concept. It's been in the much larger markets for a while, and it's just kind of trickling its way down to markets our size. That's worked really well for healthcare. Live chat. We don't talk about live chat a whole lot, but if you have a website and you want to be able to reach people specifically when you're not there, we've got a program that we can do that. We can answer questions on your behalf, and we can gather leads for you when people are going to your website when you're not there.
That,
and
you to me, is
you
amazing.
You don't have to man that website. We do it for you.
See, this is how naive I am. I always thought there was a person sitting there in the office answering all these chats or triggering when it comes up, like at dealerships and things like that.
Yeah. And a lot of times they are bots, and ours are not. Ours are live people. So we have live people that man these websites and these chats 24/7.
That's incredible.
So say, for example, you're online and it's 10 o'clock at night and you want to ask a question about something you're reading about. Well, if they're using our live chat program, there's a live person on the other end that's going to, if they don't have the answer to your question, they are going to direct you to someone that's going to give you the answer to your question. Now, you may not get every answer at that moment, but at least you're making live contact with someone at that moment.
Which is great because you're at home sleeping.
Exactly.
So that's a really good thing.
Okay, moving on. Education. We do some education campaigns here, and they've been very successful. The ones that work really good are social mirror. And I know you've heard me talk about that. That's the one where we copy your social post and put it out on websites and apps and reach people who may not be on the social platform that you're on. YouTube video is another really good one. Now, that's
powerful.
Another one that's really growing, too, because YouTube TV, oh, my goodness, it is really taking a bite out of the cables and a lot of the other larger platforms.
Oh, it's very popular.
Mobile conquesting. That is when you show all of your ads on a mobile phone. And you use, I know you mentioned geofencing earlier. That is the number one targeting strategy on mobile conquesting because people are on their phone, especially if they're away from home. And that's when you want to catch them before they make a purchase, before they make a decision. And the best way, and if they're on their phone a lot, and as we all know, the younger generation is on their phone a lot more than they're on a
laptop. All day, every day, all night.
Right. Exactly. Automotive. Again, we have mobile conquesting. Amazon, you know, there is a feature inside Amazon called the Amazon Garage that helps selling parts. I mean, that's where you can get parts and whatnot. I'm not a mechanical guru, so
Oh, don't look at me. She's looking over at me. No, no, don't look at me. Anyway, that's not my area.
No car talk from me.
Or me. However, however, you can get the information.
Yep. If you've got someone that can fix your car and you just need the part, you should try Amazon Garage.
I think that's good. We're talking this morning with Tasca King on ADX with ADX Digital, all about digital advertising. If you have a question, you can call and text into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. Oh, here's a good question already came up. Okay. How do you get a job in advertising?
Oh.
I think they hire here, yes.
I think we hire here.
You could always go to our website.
Yes, go to our website or call us at 850-262-6000 and ask to speak with Jeff Wayne.
There you go. All right. Okay, back to your list.
Great question. Okay. Events. We do a lot of event advertising here. And the great thing about events, where most of our campaigns for anything to do with retail or service does have a three-month minimum, events do not have a three-month minimum. They have a one-month minimum. So if you want to talk about promoting your event, you might want to first look at Facebook and Instagram, social mirroring, and mobile conquesting.
All right. With that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Tasca King is in the studio talking about ADX Digital and all the different ways you can advertise with us.
Yeah. So we were talking about different business categories and what products work really well for those categories. So moving on, we'll talk a little bit about home services, whether it's HVAC, whether it's plumbing, whether it's a window repair or whatever, anything home services related, video and OTT is king for that.
Okay.
And of course, the more times that someone sees your ad, the better chance that they're going to call you when they really do need you.
And so much of it is, as they say, this may be old school, top of mind.
Top of mind awareness, that's exactly right. Social mirror, again, social mirror is going to pop up with so many of these categories because it just works. I have seen more success off of using social mirror, more success that we can track.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we get great success with video. We just can't track it as well because people don't click on a video ad because they're watching their television.
Of course, right.
But anything that is clickable, we can track and get data back to you about how well your campaign performed.
Which is great because then you can get more specific for the next round.
Exactly. And the other thing that we look at, too, are what are your goals? More so than what's your business category. Are your goals inside sales? Are your goals leads? Is it branding? Is it to get phone calls? Is it to get more information? There's so many different things we can do. And the best thing to do is just call us, have us come out and sit down for that educational, informational meeting. And
what's the number again? One more time?
850-262-6000.
Thank you, Tasca.